You're tuned into Mosaic, where music meets the arts. Listener-supported CMU Public Radio and WCMU. So good to have you with us for this Thursday morning. I'm David Nicholas with you. Music and Arts weekdays from 9 to noon. And so much happening at this very, very busy time of year, including this coming Saturday at the Midland Center for the Arts for a program, a Holiday Pops extravaganza, if you will. And joining us in studio to talk about that here this morning, we welcome in Matt Travis, Director of Choral and Orchestral Activities at the Center, and also Maestro Bohuslav Rutte, Music Director and Conductor of the Midland Symphony. So good to have you both here.
Good morning.
Good morning. Double. Yeah, there we go.
So let's get the basics right out in front of people. Concert time, start time, doors open when, and then we will launch into all of the things that will put us all in a festive mood come Saturday night.
Absolutely. So at the Center for the Arts, the Midland Symphony Orchestra, the choirs of the Center, and guest artist Chris Mann of The Voice and of the Broadway National Tour of the Phantom of the Opera, we will be performing at 7:30 at the Center. Ticket information at www.midlandcenter.org. And also in the afternoon at 2 p.m., we will have a sensory-friendly performance, which I'd love to chat about in a bit. So we'll have two performances on Saturday, 2 p.m. For the sensory-friendly performance, and then 7:30 p.m. For the 7:30 p.m. show, get the tickets while they're hot. There's less than 50 remaining. So if you're on the fence, get off the fence and get to your computer, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Better fall into one snowdrift or the other, one side or the other, and get those while you can. MidlandCenter.org for all of that information. A first collaboration with Chris Mann, or how did that affiliation come to be?
Well, a few layers. Bohuslav's done some stuff with Chris in El Paso, correct?
Yes, we have worked together before. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. We brought him, we had a concert down there of Broadway tunes, and he came actually with your sister and Katie Travis, and so I got to work with Chris already, and he's a fantastic singer, beautiful voice, fun to work with. Yeah, a lot of fun.
He's a great showman, I think. Very good, kind of funny, tells jokes, and sort of, you know, he can sing Josh Groban-esque tunes like Josh Groban. He can sing pop music like Justin Timberlake. And gained a lot of fame as a Broadway performer. The reason we know him is my sister played Christina in the National Tour of Phantom, and for 2 years, Chris played opposite her as the Phantom. So that's how we know him. He's been a longtime family friend, and we're glad to have him here in the region.
And when you say the combined choirs or the multiple choirs, how many different ensembles are we talking about, total voices that will be joining with the orchestra?
Sure. We'll have a little over 100 on Saturday. And we had our final rehearsal last night before I hand the baton, figuratively and literally, over to the maestro. And so now it's up to him. I get to like kick back and relax.
Will the choirs be featured then in any sort of solo setting, or will it be all with orchestral accompaniment? How is the program being put together?
Sure, yeah. So there are several pieces that are choir and orchestra only, and then Chris kind of has his set. And then there are three or four tunes that the choir will be singing with Chris. So there's kind of any fusion of those options. We'll be there on Saturday.
Matt Travis with Midland Center for the Arts. Their Holiday Pops concert is this Saturday, 7:30 at Midland Center for the Arts. MidlandCenter.org for all of the information. The combined choirs, soloist Chris Mann, and the Midland Symphony Orchestra. Maestro, I would guess that there are probably things that, earlier even this week, we were speaking with your colleague Fuad Fakhari of the Saginaw Bay Symphony Orchestra, and he said, well, there's always the things that people come expecting to hear, wanting to hear, but then a search for some newer sounds or something a little bit different when it comes to holiday concerts of this type. What sorts of selections have then come into the program for the MSO?
Well, we all agreed that Jingle Bells is not going to happen.
It's actually four different arrangements of it.
So all is encore. So.
Yeah, maybe. We have a little set of some typical kind of a movie, Christmas movie music, like Home Alone. There's three tunes,
three tunes from Home Alone.
Three tunes from Home Alone. Then Polar Express, that's another beautiful suite that people, you know, enjoy. And then back to the typical Christmassy, you know, very upbeat, beautiful, just to get you in the mood.
Outside of Jingle Bells.
Outside of Jingle Bells.
Yeah, there's also, what was surprising to me is there's a cool chart. I had no idea that Disney did a setting of A Christmas Carol. And there's a wonderful arrangement of kind of the final number from that. Called God Bless Us Everyone, that was originally recorded by Andrea Bocelli and choir. And so that's how we're going to, rather than sort of end with something that everybody knows, we're going to end with something that I think is really interesting, really uplifting. And my bold prediction is that as people are walking to their cars, they will be pushing download on.
on we'll iTunes. Do a sing-along, of course.
Yep, of course.
That's one thing, right? O Holy Night is going to be sung too. P.A. Jesu is another one that is beautiful. We already talked about Polar Express. Winter Wonderland is on it too, right? What else?
Cool reading of Twas the Night Before Christmas.
That that's right.
Very, I think a that. Very clever arrangement.
Arrangement
with some
of that, yeah.
Funny kind of musical puns in there.
So some of the music was picked just to kind of introduce it to people they probably not heard it before, you know, different arrangements or hearing a little different. Not just the same old stuff all the time. I was at the airport yesterday and it was driving me nuts. I mean, I was sitting in one spot. I couldn't really move because the airport was busy. So I heard that tune over and over. And then you know, it's just like it's an elevator music, right? They just keep repeating every hour. You know, it's a set for 45 minutes, and they repeat the whole thing again and again. I would always wonder what people actually working at the airport. You know, if you are behind a counter there and you have to hear
probably
it all
becoming
the time.
Numb to it after a while. And as much as we were raised with a lot of these tunes as children, I mean, there are only so many times you can hear Jingle Bells, and I think that's just going to be the brunt of the joke during our time together today, is poor Jingle Bells is going to take a beating because it's played and overplayed and then played some more. So it's always nice to have some other blending of sounds and so forth. Now, does Chris Mann come into play when it comes to the things for the holidays? Is he featured on any of the holiday pieces, or keeping things to his time more affiliated with Broadway?
Yeah, I mean, so actually Chris has a Broadway album, or excuse me, a Christmas album. He did a PBS Christmas special probably 5 or 6 years ago, and he sang O Holy Night and several other numbers at the Rockefeller tree lighting, I think in 2014, 2015. So Christmas is kind of right up Chris's alley. So he's
the one that he's gonna sing from Broadway is of course
Music of the Night.
Music
from
of
Phantom.
The Night from Phantom, because he's so good at it. I mean, it really, you know, it will. Your hair is gonna on the back.
One of the reviews for that performance says he was, quote, the best Phantom since Michael Crawford, who originated the role, and he performed it kind of 25 years into the run. So.
That's pretty rarefied air to put people in a class like that. So.
Yeah, and it's pretty cool. And Boslav mentioned P.A. Jesu, which will be sung by, kind of as a surprise to your audience, by a local performer with a Broadway connection. And you'll have to check it out on Saturday to figure out who that might be.
Mm-hmm.
You won't have to guess too hard, but you can probably figure it out.
Don't say it.
But that person won't be singing Jingle Bells.
No, she won't be.
Concert time then again is at 7:30, MidlandCenter.org. Doors open at 6:30. Do we want to talk at all about what may be coming earliest into 2020? We certainly have either of you back. You're always welcome. But the first thing that we might start looking ahead to, whether we're talking about a show coming or the next concert with the orchestra, what's sort of that the beginnings of that 2020 lineup to come?
Yeah, so the next performance for the MSO is actually a semi-stage concert version of Carousel, which will take place the first weekend in March. And I think it'll be really fantastic. The orchestra will be on the stage. There'll be some light kind of staging in the apron in front of them. And the chorus will serve as the choirs of the center will serve as the ensemble. And they'll be on risers as well. So it'll be kind of this cool fusion of you know, Broadway show with some incredible repertoire. You know, If I Loved You, June Is Busting Out All Over, You'll Never Walk Alone, some great classics. What's neat about this partnership is that we have several folks from the Broadway community. Boslav has graciously allowed our friend and Broadway conductor Richard Carsey, who conducted the recent Broadway revival of Carousel. I'll do the preparation for the choir and the musical preparation leading up to that, and then he'll conduct the orchestra and be here for the week of the show. If using the baseball analogy, I'm the starting pitcher, and he'll be the closer. And then Derek Davis, who covered the role on Broadway, but did perform it on Broadway. He will be singing Billy. Erica Spires, who covered the role of Carrie and went on stage in the role of Carrie on Broadway, she'll be there. And then we keep giving shout-outs to my little sister. But Katie, who, of course, played Christine in Phantom and was in Phantom on Broadway and various other credits, she'll be singing Julie Jordan. And then the other roles will be cast from members of our community. So I think it'll be this neat relationship with our own professional orchestra, members of the Broadway community, and then members of our local community theater. So that's a really exciting project that first weekend of March.
And then the orchestra.
And we have a final concert in April.
Yes, coming forward from April.
A massive piece coming up. Massive. Huge. 70 minutes long.
Massive and huge all at the same time.
All at the same time, yeah. It's Shostakovich's Seventh Symphony, which is the Leningrad Symphony, which is basically depicting the siege of Leningrad for 900 days. Those people were locked inside of a city with the Nazis around them, surrounding them. It's a very, very powerful and wonderful piece.
And the backstory is fascinating.
The backstory, yeah. I encourage people to read up on it. It's really, it's heartbreaking, obviously, what the piece is about. But it's amazing. And on the first half, we'll do something totally different, a tiny little concerto by Mozart. The most famous one, probably, by Mozart that has been used in a bunch of movies. Well, at least one of them, Out of Africa. The second movement of the clarinet concerto by Amadeus Mozart, and we'll do the whole concerto, and our own principal clarinet, and Martin, is going to play that piece.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and then wants to play. I think, is he going to play the E flat on the Leningrad on the Shostakovich, or because there's a huge clarinet solo and he was, well, if I'm gonna play the first half as a soloist, can I also play in the second? Well, it's up to you, Sam.
He's,
if you want to, like, if you want to do the whole concert,
I'm kind of, and we have to, we should talk about that. But I'm kind of thinking, it's probably a lot to play the concerto, and then.
Well, he wants to do it because, you know, for the musicians to get to play Leningrad Symphony by Shostakovich,
they
never do it because it's so big, right? It's you literally have over 100 people on stage. And it's a long piece. It's 70 minutes long. I mean, it's a wonderful, you know, it's an Shostakovich. It's a wonderful piece of music. But orchestras don't get to play it too often. So when he saw that, oh, you put my concerto with the Shostakovich on the second half, I want to play both. You know, I don't never get to play this piece. So it's going to be interesting too, because it requires quite a chops. And imagine him playing for 70 plus 20. That's pretty much 100 minutes of music constant playing. And, you know, in the first half being soloist. So, yeah, we have to work that out, but he's...
Really Iron Man cool. training to commence.
That's right, on a clarinet, yes.
And for then the Pops concert on this Saturday, I suppose there's always the chance that a certain gentleman in a certain colored suit may stop by. It's always the possibility. The spirit of will
it
be
is.
Certainly in the air. You said there would be a sing-along as well.
There
would probably be a number
of
familiar carols as well, too. So,
yeah, I think there'll be lots of gentlemen in dark-colored suits, maybe with red ties, but I don't know if the gentleman you're referencing will be there. That would be a surprise to all of us, but yeah.
Well, isn't that the point, that it can always be a surprise and one never does know when...
long as he doesn't whistle jingle bells walking in, I'm fine.
then he is welcome, and the box office probably will not... If indeed it's a complete sellout, I would imagine that he would be the one that could get in without needing an actual ticket.
Provided it's on his Christmas list,
Doesn't go through. He goes through the chimney, right? Doesn't he?
Oh, that's a good point.
He doesn't need the entrance. He doesn't need the main entrance of the door. He just sneaks in through the chimney. You know? Here we go.
And there it goes.
We're learning so much.
MidlandsCenter.org for all of the information. The combined choirs of Midland Center for the Arts, the Midland Symphony Orchestra, led by Bohuslav Rutte, the choirs under the direction of Matt Travis, soloist Chris Mann, all joining in a celebration for the holidays, and that is Saturday evening at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30 at the Midland Center for the Arts. Tickets at a premium at this point. MidlandsCenter.org for all of the information. You both assume right now that you are on the good list?
I don't assume anything.
I don't assume anything either. But
well, we'll have to look into that. We'll have to look into that later and see which list right now, currently, with the gentleman in that certain suit, as to where the two of you are.
We'll have to see how Saturday goes, and then we'll make the final determination.
Then you'll still have a couple of weeks, but hopefully that's the big push towards the good list for the year. Matt Travis, Bose Lafferté, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us, and certainly we'll look forward to talking even further about the presentation of Carousel and the Shostakovich piece into the new year. Our best for the holidays, and have a wonderful concert Saturday night. Thank you.
Thanks. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.